Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
I don't get the joke. Temporary layoff, good times, easy credit ripple, good times, scratching and surviving, good times. None of these are good things. It's like sodomy is coming, good time. No, it's not. It's not at all. I'm not one of these guys who's blaming the world for where I'm at. I'm at where I'm at because I made bad decisions. But on top of those bad decisions, God's looping up my ass. There's not a thing I know how to do. All I know how to do is take videos at concerts. It's really all I know how to do. And write some words and do a podcast. I don't know how to do anything else. This idea that Pearl Jam are the heroes of the Seattle movement is absolute lunacy. It's insanity. And the no smoking policies kill me. No one wants to smoke in the venue, don't worry. But if the show is going to be 3 hours long, you better stamp my fucking hand and give me and show me where the door is to go out and smoke a cigarette. I paid $60 for a seat so I can retrieve the seats when I come back in from smoking a cigarette.
I always talk about weed. Force headline on you. I am not going to hit you. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to force things. I will never force headline on you. I am not going to hit you with a weird festival in, you know, Florida with one band I've heard of and a bunch of EDM artists on it. I'm not going to read that to you. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do me any.
So the lady goes, "Stop complaining. At least you're not dead."
Staten Island is a racist place. Just because you may not be a racist doesn't mean you can write an article saying, "Why are we known as racist? That's so wrong. It shouldn't be like that." Well, everybody's a racist. Spend your day clipping coupons. Go to the supermarket. Buy food. And prepare it at home. I know that's a wild and crazy idea.
You can't... Don't you dare! Spin Magazine, you do some dumb things. But I gotta tell you, you spent 7 weeks hyping the Ryan Adams covering Taylor Swift album, and then you panned it? Are you good?
The following is a public service announcement from Jay Porks of the Jay Porks Podcast. Alright, sometimes I get into... the little opening rants. I get into these server problem things. Now, I want people to understand that unless I'm reading facts off a page, unless I'm reading you an article with statistics and numbers, sometimes things may become a little bit over-exaggerated. So, I just want to take this opportunity to say that I hope that the following 25 minutes doesn't cost me my job. Because this is my podcast and this is my therapy and this is the place I go to get my tension out so I'm not a crazy person in the world. So I can actually, you know, function in society. So, you know, in advance to the people that may or may not get offended by the things I say on this podcast... just take into consideration that this podcast falls under the category of entertainment, and I say things that are funny, and sometimes things may get a little over-exaggerated. So, for the server problems portion of the pod, let's begin.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Hey, yo. What is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I am Jay Parks. With me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody, growing in popularity every week. Twitter followers skyrocketing. Got Andy back in Honeycomb Hideout on the production. Well, it's time to get fired. When I first started this podcast, I was transitioning jobs. I wasn't transitioning. I had a shit job. Then I had a good job. I still have this good job. Well, let's back up, because good means different things to different people. As in menial service position, I'd rather work where I work now than work at fucking Applebee's or one of those fucking places, or Buffalo Wild Wings, and run around all night and make the same money that I do not running around all night, just telling jokes, being funny. So, like, where I work, I mean, I have this thing where I wear out my welcome. That's what I do. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power. People with pretend power. So I'll explain what went down. Because I don't care. I don't care. First of all, nobody at that job even knows what a podcast is. Besides the kid Matt, and we'll get into that later. I'm not gonna live in a world like that. Speaking of living in a world like that, before I get into this, I get sad on Twitter sometimes, okay? But you have to understand, I would never do anything stupid because I have a ticket to see Ween and I have tickets to see Jewel. And as much as I hate myself, I would never, ever leave Concert Confessions out there like that. Not in a million, billion years. So, let me be sad. I don't need a pep talk. Especially from people who support Donald Trump. Okay, let's get into work. So, a couple of weeks ago... Okay. First, let me explain. There's a restaurant and there's a pizzeria. They're connected. You've seen this setup a million, billion times. It's... The pizzeria, people come in, they're picking up, delivery's going out, and you got the dining room. There's a little cozy dining room there, you know. Maybe you don't notice it when you go in to pick up your pizza, but one time you book a party, you find yourself in the dining room, and you say to yourself, wow, this is a nice place. And I'm like, yeah, this is where I work, in the dining room. Can you come see me sometimes? So, during the daytime, there's not much... lunch business in the dining room. If there was, I would be working it because I love days. I'd rather work days than nights. At my old job, I work days. The only thing I don't like about this job is that I work nights, but I wouldn't be able to make money during the day. Hence my self-loathing. So during the day, there's two phone girls and a manager. The two, or is there one? It doesn't matter what it is, because one of those phone girls, her responsibility is to take tables that come in to serve. In between, you know, when the phone rings, she has to answer the phone. Her priority is the phone. Cool. No problem. Now, recently, they hired somebody new. So I've been coming in at 4 o'clock and I've had, you know, bathroom garbages. You know, the garbage in the bathroom skyrocketing with toilet paper. I mean, it's a 5-foot thing. So it's not like a gigantic garbage. It's a 5-foot basket. You come out, you go in there. See, I don't think it's that hard to do things, you know, to get the restaurant ready before you leave. I make $3 an hour. All right? The girls who work during the day make $7 an hour. There's no fucking way that I'm going to come in at 4 o'clock and do the job of somebody who gets paid $7 an hour for $4 an hour less. That's more than double what I make, plus they get tips. They can empty the bathroom garbages at 3:45. They can make sure their tables are set before they leave at 4 o'clock. They could not tell me that I have a table at 3:50 because that's theoretically impossible when you think about the fact that I don't start till 4. But the person during the day who's been working recently is new. They're not new, but she's just recently coming around. So I understand that, you know, I'll have to tell this girl a couple of times, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm sorry that I think it's hard for somebody to empty a bathroom garbage and maybe make sure your tables are set before you leave at 4 o'clock with $7 an hour plus tips. And since you're a chick, the creepy old men probably gave you more money than they would have given me. Facts. Okay, that's step one. I come in and, you know, stuff's not stocked. You know, like, I'll walk in, there'll be no paper towels. And it'll be 4:05, and then I'll get yelled at for there not being paper towels. But, other people work here. I'm not the only person who works here. Neither is the other waiter, Matt. There's two of us. There's me and Matt. We can't do everything. All right. So, what did I do? Did I complain? Did I cry? Did I walk around with a puss on my face doing the work? Well, yeah, I did for the first couple of weeks. Then I decided, you know what? The only way things are going to get done is if I bring it up the ladder. The only way things are going to get done is if I bring this to management. So I did. Now, let me be clear. The management at this place is fairly chill. The owners, Eric and John. Eric is the nicest person in the world. John's there a little more often. He's a little more abrasive, but he's a boss, you know? Don't hate the guy. Or at least I wouldn't say that on my fucking podcast because I'm not that stupid. You got Micah. She's the manager on Sundays. I'm going to see her later today because I'm recording this Sunday morning. Micah rocks. No issues with Micah. Got Deanna. She's cool. One of the coolest, you know? This guy Joe was working. Joe's like one of these guys who's a year younger than me and acts like he's 47, you know? Talks down to me like I'm a kid, even though I'm like older than him. But that's fine. He also calls me Big J. Because, you know, people who lost 115 pounds love to be called big. They love to be called big anything. They love it. They didn't work hard not eating things that taste good for years. Because they wanted to have a great summer bod. It's not like that happened. So I go up to the manager. I say, listen, Joe, these phone girls who work during the day, they can't not do anything. They can't not work. We're a team. Like, I don't consider it as the dining room versus the kitchen versus the pizzeria. You know what I'm saying? I consider it as Primo Pizza's a team. And as a team, we got to work together so the restaurant can make money. Because if the restaurant makes money, we all make money. You know, like you go into a restaurant and they got the straws with like half of the, like some of the paper still on. Yeah, like that is that you can take that basket and bring it by the phones and do that. So I go up and I tell this guy, and I'm explaining to him I waited because my problem is I have a little bit of a social anxiety thing where like I don't say it all. Like I don't say it all at the same time. Like I hold a lot of things back. I know I know you're thinking, Jay, I've heard your podcast, but I record this podcast alone in a room. Like, if I have to go up and talk to somebody, I need a fucking list of bullet points of what I'm going to talk about, because person to person, I'm not good at all. So over a couple of weeks, I gathered some, like, facts. I looked at some things. I saw how things were going down. And I said, Joe, listen, you know, during the day, I come in and the stuff isn't done. You know, this and that. I started naming things. Well, Jay, I can't lose a phone girl. I can't lose a phone girl because she's got to cut lemons, something that the waiter should have done. Hold on. I never suggested. See, here's the thing. Stocking things and making sure there's coffee and all that stuff, that's one thing. Cutting lemons, you're in the kitchen with a big knife. I never told anyone to cut fucking lemons. That's stupid. That's stupid. I never said that. You can't lose a phone girl? But you lost her when she took the order. Like, you can lose her while she's taking the order. You just can't lose her when the customer leaves. So what? It's okay for that table to remain dirty till 4 o'clock. It's okay. Just somebody tell me. So I continued on with this barrage. He's not hearing it. So I come in the next day. Hey, Big J, you still mad at me? Am I still mad at you? First of all, you're the fucking manager. If you're mad, I can't be mad at you. You're the boss, right? That's what I thought. Second of all, yesterday I came up to you and I told you all the things you do wrong in front of your employees and I didn't get reprimanded for it. Management in 101, dude. I should have got punished for that regardless, even though I'm in the right. You don't just let random employees come up to you and tell you the facts of life. That doesn't make you look very strong. That makes you look like you're as strong as being booked as strong as Roman Reigns' creative direction on WWE. Jesus, are you crazy? Am I still mad at you? I said, no. I said, here's the thing. And I started going into it again. And another manager, Deanna, was right next to him. And she was more leaning towards agreeing with me on some things. You know, listen, there are concessions to be made. I'm looking for someone to meet me halfway. What I'm not looking for is when I go up and tell the manager that the phone girls during the day aren't working, he looks at me with a blank stare while he's playing footsies with some 20-year-old phone girl. I'm sorry, did I say that out loud? Let's call a spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an 8th grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Hoping there's not grass on the field. This is the kind of guy, you know, that he is. He's the kind of guy that watches his friend get beat up. Now, I wasn't there. I just heard through the grapevine. He's the type of guy that works at this restaurant 60 hours a week, and then when a semi-hot girl comes in, who he fucked when she was 8 and he was 12, when she comes in, he goes up to the table and tells her that he's just helping out. I'm just helping out. You're helping out 60 hours a week? Making $14 an hour? You're helping out? I don't know. So I told him, I said, so you're the one creating the lackadaisical work environment. And he looked at me with a blank stare because he doesn't know what lackadaisical means because he's fucking stupid. Now, he's what, 27, 28? He's the manager of a pizzeria. I recall a time when I was the manager of a place that sold pizza. It was fucking Pizza Hut, and I was a teenager. Get with the times. Go to college. What's wrong with you? Be a boss, be a friend. Don't be a phony. See, now, the owner, John, he hasn't been there in a while because he hurt his foot. Because he's a fireman and, you know, firemen hurt themselves. I guess I don't know. I don't know much about the fireman job besides putting out fires and 24-hour shifts. But anyway, I hung up a sign that says daytime server duties. Okay. And everyone just rolled their eyes listening to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole because I want the job to be done. If one person slacks, it's a fucking slippery slope. Lackadaisical work environment. He didn't know what it meant. He didn't even know what it meant. I'm sorry if I just want people to work. I'm sorry that if I don't want to play footsies with the teenage girls up front. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, get off on tangents. John, when John comes back in and sees that sign, I mean, maybe I haven't known John long enough, but he's going to love that sign. He's going to see that and he's going to say, fuck yeah, these people got to work. And if they don't work, they can find other jobs. Because that's how John is. John wants you to work, and if you don't work, he'll fire you. I mean, listen, I've had my differences with the guy. I have a feeling, unless I'm crazy, I am crazy, but unless, like, John's mood has changed, unless he's undergone an illness, unless John Cena came by, gave him an attitude adjustment, I don't see any way where John's going to walk into the waiter station, see a sign where I wrote that people during the day should do more work, and disagree with me. I don't think that that's going to happen. So I think I've got him on my side. I mean, I don't get it. Like, every time there's a new hire, every time there's a new girl, like, before anyone even gets to introduce themselves to this new girl, not like I care. These girls are fucking 19. I'm an old, creepy old man. I mean, I don't give a fuck. But, like, the drivers, like, they'll be talking to me. They'll be like, yeah, wow, we got a new phone girl. I'll be like, yeah, wow, cool, you know, is she going to be working? Does she have any interest in working on the floor so I can get some days off? And I'll turn and this fucking creepy creeper's over there already. Rapey Raperson. He's over there already inspecting a business. All the 19-year-old phone girls are there till he, like, we close at 10, sometimes 11. It's weird how, like, there'll be a 19-year-old phone girl waiting for a ride from him because, you know, he's such a nice guy that he's giving them a ride home. There's no ulterior motive to that. He's not Uncle Creepy or anything. And then you have the nerve? You have the nerve to complain about me, to complain about the servers. There's two of us. There's two. There's Matt and there's Jay. There's two. You have the nerve to complain about us and our shitty busboy. And you know what? I never thought I'd stick up for the fucking busboy. The busboy isn't going to be the fucking scapegoat in the land of not working during the day. During the day, the phone rings, they pick it up and take an answer. They pick it up, answer it, take an order. When they don't pick up the phone, they're sending texts and not getting in trouble for it. I even look at the time on my phone. I get a text message with a picture of me looking at the time from on my phone saying, what the fuck was that? Saying, what are you doing? There's no work to be done? I didn't know it was two different jobs. I mean, I know it's two different job descriptions, but I thought we all worked for the same place. I'm under the impression that the restaurant is a team. If there was 17 phones and two phone girls, and I was doing absolutely dick, and a third phone rang, I'd pick it up. I'd pick it up and at least, you know, see what's up with the lady. Jesus. Am I still mad at you? No, I'm mad that I fucking work at this shitty job. I'm mad that I'm in a position where I can't knock your fucking teeth out, you loser. Because you're going to complain to me, you're going to complain about me to other people instead of to my face, and then you're going to try to mount this argument. See, because what he's going to do is he's going to get the chef, because me and the chef are beefing right now because God forbid I order food. It's another thing. I'm paying for my fucking food. I'm not going back there and asking you to give me some shit under the table. I'm putting it in the computer legit. Just put it up there with the tickets. Make it when you get around to it. Make it when it comes up in the line. Don't fucking make a face because you have to do your job. Because I got to tell you, chef asshole, if you came in with your family on a Sunday and I had to serve you, you wouldn't want me to fucking be a dick to you. Not in the slightest. I'm sorry that I'm not a pedophiliac. Yeah, that's a new word I'm using. It's somebody who's not only a pedophile, but they have tendencies to continue this behavior. They think it's okay. Like, they're the type of people who you say, that girl's 17, and they say, it's all right, though. And this will get me fired. And, you know, I've worn out my welcome already. Because if I'm going to work a job where I have to come in at 4 and do the job of somebody who made $7 an hour and leaves at 4 o'clock when it's sunny and still daytime out, if I have to do that person's job for $4 an hour less, that's not a job I want. Not at all a job that I'm looking to have. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from. I'm from Brooklyn. I will beat the fuck out of you, dog. Seriously. If I lose this job, I am gonna fucking change your face. I'm gonna rearrange the bone structure in your face. You're gonna have to have lots of fucking calcium is the moral of the story here. In all seriousness though, we work at a restaurant, we can't all work. I'm already working a menial service position. I'm already hanging out with my friend Sam crying about life because I have a shitty job. Working with shitty people, you think she wants to hear that? You think the few people that hang out with me want to hear me complain about work? Do you think they want that? Do you think the people that listen to the Jay Parks podcast every week want to hear me go 22 plus minutes on work, on a pizzeria they're never going to go to, on pizza they're never going to taste, food they're never going to be served from a waiter they're never going to experience? Do you think that that's something that they want? I didn't think so. It's not hard to do a straw. If you're going down to refill plastic spoons for the front, that's in the same room the coffee's in. You could turn the corner into the waiter station and take a look and see if we need a couple of bags of coffee. I never told a phone girl to stock wine. You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm all for a fair world, I understand that shit's heavy. So, recap, at my restaurant, the dining room is only functional. I mean, you could eat in the dining room from all day, but from 4 is the only time you're actually going to get any real service that exists, because it doesn't matter, because they can't lose a phone girl. Keyword, phone girl. If they can't lose a phone girl, what they should do is, for $3 an hour, hire someone to stand in the fucking dining room and do that. Maybe get some lunch business. Maybe you don't have lunch business because people don't want to come to a place where their waitress is answering the phone, you morons. Why don't people understand? I mean, seriously, you bite the bullet for $3 an hour, that's $12 a day. If I work in a place where $12 a day matters, damn, man. Seriously. Kid's got bigger issues, like the pink dot that's going to be on his house in a few years when the fucking police finally catch up to him and he's a registered sex offender. I'm so fired. Like, really fired. All right. That's like me recording a podcast, not finishing it, sending it to Andy, and expecting him to finish it. You know? kind of stupidity is that? All right. We look for new jobs live on air when we come back after this.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy from The Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now back to the Jay Porks podcast.
So, definitely getting fired for that. But, you know what? Whatever. I applied for some other jobs. You know, this week, I needed to do something server problems anyway, because this week is Oscars, and everyone reacting to Chris Rock being awesome on the Oscars. Who did, I mean, that's news? It's a shock to you that Chris Rock was funny? That's like if Pornhub had nudity. You know what I'm saying? Chris Rock is one of the funniest fucking guys out there right now. He's not exactly Kevin Hart, you know, where he's just short and he screams, ah, and people laugh at him and they think he's funny. Chris Rock is a legit vetted comedian who knows what to do with a room of rich white people. If he didn't know how to do that, he would not have be Chris Rock. Also, by the time you hear this, fucking Donald Trump is gonna win like Super Tuesday and shit and be the Republican candidate. But the thing is that you people need to check out John Oliver's piece on Donald Trump. Did you know that Trump isn't even his real name? His family changed their name from Drumpf to Trump. This is a true story. You know what else is a true story? Nothing you will ever hear out of the mouth of Donald Trump. So I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and complain about things I can't stop. Where's Mitt Romney when you need him? And, you know, the Oscars. And I was going to talk about, like, future endeavors. I got some things going on. All right, so as you know, I'm either going to be working not at all at this place anymore, or I'm going to be... The idea right now is I'm training my friend Lisa to work Sundays. So with that said, I'm going to have Sundays off. And if I have Sundays off, Sunday, Monday, a back-to-back day off, that gives me an opportunity to perhaps take this podcast on the road, perhaps do some live remote broadcasts from places. I don't know. I was just thinking the other day, when is the next time I can get to Atlantic City? And somebody said, why do you want to go to Atlantic City? I said, just to get away from you and you and you and all of you people. I mean, you know, on a Sunday, you get a room for $39. Can't go wrong. I'll be like an 80-year-old woman. I don't care. Yeah, music was really light this week. But we do have... Although that song, the new Iggy Pop Josh Homme song, that was awesome. Every time I listened to those jam, it was off Post-Pop Depression. What's the name of the fucking song? Sunday. Yeah, I heard it on Sunday. Right. Right after Christina Rock shouted me out, I heard it on Sunday. It's called Sunday. It's an awesome song. It's from Post-Pop Depression. It's the Iggy Pop and Josh Homme collaboration record, which is fucking awesome. Every track I hear, I just turn it on and I think to myself, all right, I'm going to listen to this track and I'm probably going to like it because it's artists that I like. But then, like, it's on in the background and I'm like, this shit is the jams right here. That's always the case for me. every time. So I've heard, like, I think I've heard four or five. I've heard all of the tracks that have been legally streamed. Oh, speaking of legal streaming, oh my God. All right. Good thing it's a light news week. Rant number two. This morning I wake up and I sign on to the internet, my internet that I pay for with my money. And I get, and I go to sign on and I get a message that says, not, it doesn't say your internet is disconnected. It doesn't say limited internet service, local only. It doesn't say any of that. What it says is your internet has been temporarily disabled. Disabled? For what? Was the question I had. So I called them up. Everyone is fucking... Everyone listening to this is like, Jay, we know what the outcome's gonna be. But I'm fucking telling a story here, right? Leave me alone, I'm killing time. Fucking... So I call these assholes up. They reroute me to, like, New Delhi or whatever. And the guy says, copyright infringement. Copyright infringement? I don't download things. And to be quite honest, out loud on a podcast that's public, I don't know anybody in my house who downloads things. I know I have an open internet connection. Maybe there's somebody pirating things, you know, at night when I'm not aware. Maybe they're sitting on the bench in front of my house and using my open internet connection. I don't know. That's the only thing I could think of. But think about it for a second. Does Verizon make the movies? I'm not... I mean, if I was stealing, if I was downloading, which I wasn't, but if I was, does Verizon make the movies? Am I stealing from Verizon? I don't understand. See, Time Warner had a policy where, yeah, they discourage downloading, illegally downloading stuff via BitTorrent and stuff like that, but they also say that they don't have the money to pay for a fucking fleet worth of people to look into all this stuff and start sending letters. So let's just say that a warning letter was sent to my house. Let's just say, for hypothetical purposes. You don't make the fucking movies. And furthermore, if you want to send me letters, if you don't want me to download things, and you're unhappy with my service with you, and I'm unhappy with your service with me, why don't we just have a mutual parting of the ways? The only reason, now personally in my house, this has been the war of the internet for like 4 years, because all I would talk about is how we need to get Fios, because I'd come home from shows. Remember when I used to go to concerts? There was a time I used to go to concerts, way back in the day, in the halcyon days of MySpace. I used to go to concerts, I swear, and I used to write reviews about them at this website called ConcertConfessions.com, pioneering itself in live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. I used to do that all the time. Alright, so, back in those days, I used to come home with tons of video on my camera, on my flash drive, and I used to upload it. And Time Warner Cable would give me an upload. Their upload speed was the worst in the world, man. I'm talking like a 3-minute video would take 360 minutes to do. It was at a point it was taking me a week to upload my videos, and at that point it didn't matter anymore. And that really got me tight to no avail. So I finally convinced my dad to switch to Fios, and now we're fucked. Because their internet even though their internet is good, if they think, if you're under suspicion of downloading things, they will slow down your internet. Who the fuck are you to slow down my internet? You're not Hollywood. I'm not stealing the movie from you, if I was stealing it, which I didn't. So I don't fucking get it. So now, pretty soon, my father's gonna bite the bullet of like $400 or whatever that fucking cancellation fee is. And he's gonna go back to fucking Time Warner Cable. And I'm gonna be fucked because I'm never gonna upload a fucking video from a concert again. It's never gonna be possible. Unless I could, what I'm gonna have to do is set up a fucking hotspot from my iPhone with T-Mobile and upload from there and hope that that upload speed is better. Well, there's got to be a way. Listen, tweet at me. Where's my thing? Tweet at me, at JPorks. Let me know if there's, like, an internet service I can get, like, for myself. That'll cost me, like, you know, however much a month, 100 a month or whatever it is. Just so I can, like, that's separate from a cable system. Because this whole cable internet thing... Nobody needs it. Nobody needs both anymore. I don't need both. I watch everything on TV. I watch everything on the internet, I mean. I don't watch anything on TV. The only thing I watch on TV is Monday Night Raw. And trust me, there's not much watching going on as much as there's sleeping going on during Monday Night Snooze Fest. Speaking of that, oh man, my segue game is just on point right now. I said I was going to mention a few more things I was going to do. One of those things was possible live broadcasts or remote broadcasts from places. Another thing I'm doing is me and the other waiter, Matt, aforementioned in the server problems podcast, in the server problems part one of this podcast, we will be starting in April a wrestling podcast. Now, that doesn't mean I won't give you the quick recap monthly right here at the Jay Porks podcast, but I'm probably gonna not give you 20 minutes. I'll probably give you like four and then send you over to our, because it's gonna be a monthly, after the pay-per-view podcast, breaking down all things WWE storyline wise, what should be going on, what should not be going on, and other things. Like, we've got segments we're gonna talk about, like, you know, and the kid Matt, actually, if you're into like sports and stuff, local sports here in New York, NYintake.com is his blog. Because his thing was he wanted to do a blog. And as much as I love blogging, you know, that involves words where I don't need to write here. I can just talk. And I just found a button on the back of my microphone that has a 1, 2, or a 3. And I didn't know what that was for. Is that it's for... The number 3 is for if you have like a group or multiple people. So this is going to be great. So we'll probably be recording at CSI, College of Staten Island. Because this, you know, find an empty classroom, it's fucking easy as shit. So yeah, we're going to do that. Especially if I lose my job, I'm going to have way more time for that. No, but in all seriousness, I sent a resume out today. I'm probably going to have an appointment with something having to do with the Department of Education. So let's hope that that goes down. We also have in April. See, March is going to be... like, you know how March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb, even though that's complete bullshit? Well, March is like the calm before the storm for me, summertime 2016-wise. Because April, we got Ween and we got Jewel. And those two shows in a three-night span is just going to be awesome. And, like, when I get back into the groove of... Because I always feel a lot better. I always feel like more... You know, centered, my chi feels a lot better when I'm done writing those reviews and I have shit out there and I have shit online and I'm able to, you know, like, I feel good. I feel like I contributed to society because that's what I want to do. Like, why can't I do that? Why do I have to serve fucking food at a place where nobody fucking works? So, true story, I recorded part one of the podcast Sunday morning before tuning into Christina Rocks, before she shouted me out. But, and I re-listened to it. And yeah, I mean, listen, some shit was a little harsh, but you know what? I get mad and I rant and that happens. And this is my podcast. And I can do what I want on it. I'm not fucking... not breaking any laws. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not breaking any laws while I'm recording the podcast, but probably after the podcast, I'm going to roll something up and break a law or two. I'm going to break a possession law. Oh, boy. Can you believe that when they elect a Republican that they're going to roll back that legal pot because Chris Christie will be the attorney general? Can you believe that they're going to do that? The $21 billion industry is going to go away. They don't care about it. And if that doesn't get anybody as mad as it gets me, then you people aren't as friendly as I thought you were. Like, I mean, how can you say, I want more money, but then you don't want to legalize a plant that not only God left here, but you don't want to legalize a plant that people are doing anyway. You'd rather criminals have that money. I understand that cops need to make arrests, and they will, because if pot is legal, and, you know, there should be cops looking out for illegal pot happenings, you know, they're still going to be arresting people for pot. There's still going to be crime if you legalize pot. So this whole idea that, oh, you know, people have these conspiracies, well, they'll never legalize it because then cops won't have anything to do. Yeah, that's bullshit. I know plenty of cops who don't give a fuck about that. It's a gateway drug. That's bullshit. That's not real. The gateway is the drug dealer. If you go to a store to buy marijuana and talk to people who are informed, then you don't meet the drug dealer. They're not selling anything else. I'm not the smartest guy, but the anxiety levels I get when I think about a land going backwards in pot instead of forwards just drives me nuts. It's safer than alcohol. How much safer? It's killed zero people. Does anybody know how I can get in touch with, like, Normal or some fucking street coalition that's for the recreational use of marijuana, like, where I can fucking walk the picket line and stuff and protest and do some shit? What can I do to help besides donate money? Because I don't have money. Do people know if there's something I can do to help? Because I just want to live in a world where I go up to people and I ask them, why is a plant that God left here illegal? If this whole idea that we go by the written word of God and that God is infallible, then by saying that he left by making marijuana illegal, you're saying that God made a mistake, to quote Bill Hicks, and it couldn't be more accurate. So God messed up? Not my God. Sure as hell not your God. What else we got going on? Nothing. Absolutely no. What a shitty fucking week. Really. Oscars. That was Leonardo DiCaprio's first Oscar. Did they see him in the movie? The Shakespeare movie? Where Romeo and Juliet, where they're reading the exact lines of Shakespeare, but they got guns instead of swords, and how awesome was that movie? Had he not win it for that? Whatever, but I'm not hung up on actors. I couldn't, you know? I'm not hung up on movies. Watch a few movies. So I mentioned I recorded the first half of this yesterday on Sunday. Today is Monday night. I've just discovered that Monday night's a great night for television for me. Better Call Saul is back. If you guys aren't watching Better Call Saul, first, if you're a Breaking Bad fan, you want more Breaking Bad. This will give you more Breaking Bad. Subtle, but it will. And if you're going to watch it, You got a whole first season to binge before you get to the three episodes of this first season right now, which is happening right now. And I'm very excited. I'm so excited that I recorded the podcast, and I'm thinking right now, yes, Better Call Saul is going on. Also, Castle is back, so I'll get to watch that. And, yeah. Monday's a good night for me. Plus, you know, falling asleep during Raw, because that's what you do. All right, I'm getting out of here before I say some more inflammatory things. But before I do, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you're going to get, because, listen, it's a place that pioneers itself in live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. And you will get it there, all of it there. And when you go there, check out the Cradle of Filth, new review up, pictures, dope. Also, click the Amazon ads. You're going to buy stuff anyway. Also, go to ChristinaRocks.com, hang the DJ, 89xradio.com every Sunday morning. Listen to my shout out. She's the coolest cucumber in the salad, man. Check her out. And ChristinaRocks.com is her blog. Hang the DJ. That's Christina Rocks, but Christina does not contain an H. So, there's that. And, Christina, send me, direct message me on Instagram. What are we on? We're on Twitter. Christina's not much of an interneter. Tweet me, direct message me your address so I can send you some water. I feel fucking bad. That shit is fucking terrible, what's going on in Michigan. And it's all part of fucking population control, and it's sickening. Alright, you know what? Let me back up on that population control comment, because that's a conspiracy theory I heard from one of the new drivers at work, who is a more of a stoner than I am. Well, I don't know if he's... It's rough to be more of a stoner than I am, but he's like... spacey. To say a word. Alright, anyway, this was the outro. AndyDurr.com is where you're going to get all your Deer Network podcast needs, whether that's the Tyler Kale Show, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Durr Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the Jake Parks podcast. You will get it all there at AndyDurr.com. That's AndyDurr.com. Problem is, his last name is Derer, and I always call him Deer. So you might think it's spelled Deer like Deer Charlie, Deer John, or I just hit a deer. But it's not. It's Derer. Sorry. Also, if there was headlines, they'd be powered by AntiQuiet. Every week. Because AntiQuiet brings you quality. Not necessarily quantity. No clickbait, no bullshit. And, you know, listen, next week maybe I don't have a job. Maybe you get 5 podcasts next week. But until that happens, I need to hit that wacky weed and hit play on that Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the Jay Parks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.